The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Sharing the Highest Love with the World in Los Angeles, California, USA in December 1998.
Master, I just want to say thank you very much for your generosity with the Kuan Yin method, and I have no question. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Good evening, Master. I have a question. I have a sore arm and a sore hand, and I have difficulty doing the sound meditation, and I was wondering whether you have any suggestions.
Sore?
Yes.
How does it look like?
It's a bit swollen.
Oh, yeah? You bandage it, okay? Put some ointments before you meditate. And yeah. If it's too much trouble, you leave the meditation for a while, yeah? Until
okay.
It's better, all right?
Thanks very much.
Yeah. You go to the doctor's room?
Yes.
Has him taken care of you?
He said it's tendonitis.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go to physiotherapy when I get back home.
Okay. But you bandage it meanwhile first, okay?
Okay.
If you don't have any ointment there, you put some sesame oil on it.
Okay. Thanks very much.
And then bandage it. Don't let it get worse before you go home.
Okay.
All right. Sesame oil is wonderful.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Master, I'd like to thank you for a beautiful initiation yesterday and all these wonderful sisters and brothers, the energy that's come together.
I don't know whether to say the names with reverence and gratitude or whether it's more, let me through.
Reverence is always good for everybody, yeah? Let alone the gods, right? Do things with love and respect always get you very far. Especially they deserve our respect. Huh?
Yes, Master. I want to say I'm very happy to be here. First one is, I was a vegetarian by birth.
Yes.
But then I start eating meat.
Uh-huh.
And now I quit for 3 months. And my question is, I still feel like having meat once in a while.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't eaten.
Yeah,
and I will not.
Yes.
And I just want to make sure it doesn't happen. Should I be concerned about it even if I have an urge for it but not eat it?
You want to eat it?
Well, I don't, but I get the urge for it. I don't eat it. Should I be concerned about it?
No, just forget it. It's just habit thinking, you know? Better don't eat it.
Okay.
You know yourself.
Right. Okay.
What's the use?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. And the other question is, if someone is deaf by birth, Will they have a problem experiencing the sound?
Oh, no, no. Okay. The sound doesn't come from the ears.
Okay.
It doesn't even come from outside. So we do not need the ear screen or anything to listen to it. All right? Okay. We listen with our wisdom. It's our own nature.
All right. Okay. Mm. And another question is it bad to change your birth religion?
Say no, it's not bad, but why should you change? Our religion are the same, you know that?
Right, right.
I told you all religion are the same. But the same in the beginning, when the master was alive, he teach the same thing.
Okay.
Transmit the same lineage, yeah?
I don't know if you're familiar with Guru Nanak. Do you
Granth Sahib?
Yes.
I am familiar.
Probably more than I am.
Sure. If you study more and if you meditate more and then you read the Granth Sahib again, you understand exactly what it is. Yes, yes. Everything exactly the same. And say you go inward and listen to inside.
Beloved Master.
Hi.
You give us so much, we take so much from you, that I would like to offer you a reading of some letters that children wrote to God. And I feel that you will relate a lot to what they say. Dear God, in school they told us what you do. Who does it when you are on vacation? Another one says, Dear God, we read Thomas Edison made light, but in Sunday school they said you did it. I bet he stole your idea. And the last one was, Dear God, my brother told me about being born, but it doesn't sound right. He's just kidding, isn't he?
Is he?
So these are things that children wrote about God, but mm-hmm. I feel that us as adults,
very
we are
nice.
Very much like children.
Yeah.
And that one who says, Dear God, I bet it is very hard for you to love all of everybody in the whole world. There are only 4 people in our family, and I can never do it.
Cool. Cool. Thank you.
Hi, it's Master. Cool. I'm pretty emotional right now. Bear with me. I've had so many masters in my life, and I want to share my heart right now with you because this year is a very big year and a lot of things are happening, and I also found out that I have a very bad disease, and I'm not afraid of death. I'm okay with that. But the way that I found you and what I'm experiencing these 2 days has given me the hope and the passing of and the acceptance of God. And I have an identical twin sister. My whole life I have been compared and judged, and I never was enough. And I've done everything to seek out to be loved. And this year, with my business, what I shared with you last night, and my health, and finding you, has given me hope that I don't have to look out there anymore, because it's right within me. And with your guidance and God, maybe one day I can know that Karen's okay. Just enough. It just is. And I want to thank all you people, because AA brought me to God, and God brought me to Master, to bring me back to me and my God. And I feel so hopeful. And I thank you, Master, so very much for... I don't know if it's proper, but could I have a hug?
Come here. Special, okay? Big family. This is for all of you, all right? Have a jelly. Feel like a kid. Want some more hug? Standing over there and everybody passed by, they will hug you. Later.
Maestra, yo quiero darle las gracias por el método. Me siento muy feliz porque estoy aquí con mi esposo y mis hijos. Venimos de México. Desde niña le he pedido a Dios que me explique por qué la gente sufre, que me explicara por qué la gente peleaba, por qué la gente se sentía mal, y oraba por esa razón. Y hoy me siento muy feliz porque siento que he encontrado lo que yo le pedía a esa gran maestra. He buscado mucho en mi vida y me siento muy feliz y quiero darte las gracias por todo ello. Y quiero hacerte una pregunta. Yo soy psicóloga.
No, momento. Okay.
Master, I wanted to thank you for your initiation, for your method. I am here with my family, with my two sons and my husband. Wow. I came from Mexico. Since I was a girl, I asked God to explain to me why the people fight, why the people suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been looking all over. And today I feel so happy because I have found you.
Found yourself.
Encontraste a ti misma. And I want to ask you a question.
Sí. Soy de profesión psicóloga.
I am a psychologist.
Y trato a mucha gente.
And I treat so many people.
Y yo les digo eso, que yo no los ayudo.
And I told them that I don't help them.
Que lo único que es que descubran al maestro que ya tienen dentro.
I just told them to just discover the master that they have inside.
Yo aprendí.
I learned.
Una técnica.
A technique.
De masaje relajante y desintoxicante.
Of a technique of a relaxing massage and desintoxication.
Les he dicho que toda enfermedad es por los pensamientos negativos que se tienen.
I have been telling them that all the sickness is due to the negative thinking that the people has.
Que dependiendo de los pensamientos,
according to the thoughts,
es la parte del cuerpo que se daña.
Is the part of the body that is damaged.
Yo lo que quiero saber es si yo al dar un masaje,
just what I want to know if when I give the massage,
no creo karma para mí.
If I create karma,
okay,
to myself.
No, are you doing your job?
No, tú estás haciendo tu trabajo.
Okay. Just let the master power work through you.
Deja el poder de la maestra trabajar a través de ti.
Okay. Gracias.
Thank you.
And your patient will recover quicker.
Tu paciente se va a recuperar más rápido.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Si cela est vrai que nous choisissons tout avant de nous incarner, qu'en est-il du libre arbitre?
If it is true that we choose everything that happens in our life, and what about the free will?
Everything is predestined because we have chosen to do that. But we also have a free will to change what we have chosen. Okay?
I think you
If we don't like what we have chosen, we can change it and choose another kind of choice and change the future.
D'accord.
Okay? For example, you date this guy, you thought he's nice, he's good. After dating him, you feel he's no good for you. Then you okay, say sorry, mistake. Change it. Say au revoir.
Thanks, Master. I'm getting married in a few months, and I assume in a few years we'll have children. And I'm wondering, even though I'd like you to always be around, if you passed on before the children were initiated, could they still be initiated by you?
Oh, then they'd probably be initiated by the successor or another master.
Okay. Are you going to choose a successor, or you don't know?
I don't know if I can choose one. When the time comes, I will know. Okay?
Okay.
And if there's none, there'll be another master. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
God will take care.
As a child, I would have recurring dreams of being able to fly like many other children. And I could, you know, fly and visit Jesus anytime that I wanted. I wanted to say to you that it's, you know, more than I ever hoped to be able to meet you and able to come to you at any time that I want. I mean, it's something that I never imagined. And, you know, it's a bigger gift than, it's a bigger gift than I can even understand. And I wanted to say thank you for that. Then I had a question, and the question is, if we introduce people to you, and as a result, they then become either initiates or become a part of the convenient method, do we, as liaisons, have any responsibility or special contact with those people as a result of introducing them?
If you want to, yes.
Okay, but other
than
that...
You're not responsible.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. You mean the karma or anything?
Yes, like? I mean the karma
no,
or anything.
No.
So...
Maybe good karma.
Yes. Yeah.
You are bigger, greater at heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you feel good that you have helped someone else to be happy and find himself and find the kingdom of God.
Thank you.
You feel good inside. Yeah.
Master, I wanted to tell you how happy I am that I was initiated, and thank you, and tell you that you're the best role model a woman can have in this light. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you, Master, again, for everything that you have done for me. And I have a question about deep breathing exercises. Is it all right to do deep breathing exercises for health reason? Because I saw one of the video in which I thought you were advising against breathing exercises.
Breathing is not an exercise.
For health reason, it's okay then. Deep breathing. Deeper breathing.
There's no need to do things deliberately. God said everything all right already. You know, like when you exercise, mean you walk in the fresh air and all that is fine. But to control the breathing is not a very wise idea. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Sometimes it can bring complication. Yeah?
Yes.
There's no need for that. God already set the clock in order. And when you do some vigorous exercise, you breathe a little more heavily and strongly, and that's all right. Or when you run, you breathe, you know, naturally a little bit more, you take in more air. That should be all right. You shouldn't mess about with your respiratory machine. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are welcome. What I mean is, if we always hang on to external kind of practice, then it will be more and more difficult each time to go inside. Because every day we already scattered our attention in all directions, yeah? Due to work and people and attraction and every other things. So when we do finally have a time to sit down to meditate, we better go inward. Every religion tell you to go inside, find kingdom of God. They don't ask you to hang on to the breath or on hair or, you know, be, do whatever. This is just all man-made invention. Hmm? Yeah. It's not lasting, that's all. And it's make us even more clinging to outer apparatus or outer phenomena in order to concentrate. What if you unconscious? Yeah? What if your nose is blocked? Yeah? Like due to flu or cold, and how do you concentrate at that time? Okay? Honey? Yeah? Alright. It's not bad, it's just it's not very useful now. We use a higher method. It's better, quicker. Okay?
Thank you. What about practicing the four Viharas?
The what?
The four Viharas on love, compassion, joy, and peace, sending it out to the world.
It's just imagination. Hmm? When you practice, go inside and find your own God nature. Then you are God, and you are Buddha, and then you naturally have compassion and love. There's no need to sit there and say, okay, now I'm going to send love. And can do also, but it's just like imagining you have money. Wow, this method just give you the money. And then once you have the money, you can give whomever you want. Hmm? Okay? Mm-hmm. All other thing is just imagine, wishing that one day you will have money and then you can give it to Red Cross or United Nations, blah, blah, blah. This method is the actual bank account. Yeah, you can draw it out anytime, and it naturally benefit people. Kapish? Mm-hmm. Yes. Leave all that behind now, okay? Go further now. Don't hang on to the past practice. But should you find that the past practice appeal to you and for you, then go back there, practice that. Don't mix around, yeah? Wasting time. It won't help you, okay? Leave your attachment. Attachment. Okay?
Thanks. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part two of Sharing the Highest Love with the World. Up next on Supreme Master Television, World Vegetarian Day, why going veg is good for you on healthy living. Have a beautiful and joyful day.